Hello?
Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
28325.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Virginia Matthews.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
Box 146, Calypso, North Carolina.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And I did locate an account for the Keto Ascend Cleanse as well as the Keto Ascend.
Okay, ma'am. I don't know if they. Okay, all right, go ahead. I just talked to one of your representatives to refund March 9189
to 9290. Yes, and I do show, well, you weren't refunded for March. I show that the account was canceled and you were issued the refund for April. The charges in March are valid because it was a trial and you didn't cancel out your account within that trial and make arrangements.
All right. Ma'am, I did not sign up for this. I signed up for $14.15 is what I signed up for. I did not. I haven't worked in a year. I am a widow. I would never. I can't afford this.
When you signed up for it, the product is not free. You have a free trial. You did, ma'am. That's why we were able to charge your card the $6.70 and the $7.45 for shipping and handling. This is the stipulations of it. If you cancel out your account before your trial and you were to make arrangements and send that product back. If you did not, then you were billed. Once you're billed, we give you 30 days for you to contact us to cancel out the account. If you do not, then at that time you're going to be...
No, ma'am, this is not right. This isn't right, ma'am. I can't afford this. I would never have signed up, and I don't know what you're talking about. Cancel, call, send back. I didn't say any of that. I did not.
Yes, ma'am. We did assume responsibility for the charges in April, being that you may have overlooked the terms and conditions, but unfortunately, the charges in March are valid. We gave you 30 days after you were billed in March for you to contact
us.
How
did I know that? You gave me 30 days. 30 days what?
The reason you're asking how would you know that is because you agreed to the terms and conditions. That's why we were able to charge your card the $6.70.
I agree.
On the website, when we ask you, are you 18 years of age or older, and it also says I agree to the terms and conditions and privacy policy, you check the box. Once you check the box, you acknowledge that it's a 14-day trial, and you acknowledge that if you don't cancel, that the same car provided will be the same car charged at the end of the trial fee without any further authorization.
I never saw this money. $92. Well, the bank's going to rebuke it, ma'am, and I promise you.
You've already contacted the bank in reference to the charge?
Yes, of course.
You filed a dispute in reference to the charge?
I haven't filed anything. The bank said there was a number here, and I called you and the other representative. I haven't done anything. The bank said that if I did not sign anything, I am not responsible, and I did not.
You did sign it. When you check in the box, that's your electronic signature, which makes this a valid contract between yourself and the company. Now, I understand that you said that you spoke with your bank. Now, speaking with your bank is not going to guarantee a refund because your bank is going to call us and ask us why we charge you, and we do have to provide them with the terms and conditions that you agree to. This is why we do not take credit card or debit card payments over the phone for instances like this. Now, what what I can do, being that we've already issued you a full refund for the charges in April, I can process the 50% refund, but we're not going to assume full responsibility for something that was agreed to and then now later on saying I do not agree with it.
Well, I don't. I don't agree with it. No, I'm sorry, I do not. I would never agree to this, ma'am. Never. Never. I mean, it's $189.79 that I have not, that I don't have.
Now, you have our product. You did not send it back, and our product is not free. We've already issued you a full refund for the charges in April, but we're not going to issue you a full refund for the charges in March. Now, if you choose to go through with your bank, then we wouldn't process any refunds, and we'll wait for your bank to contact us, and we'll provide them with any necessary documentation that they require as to why you were billed. The charges aren't fraudulent. You entered into a trial and didn't cancel out your account. You did not return our product. As a result, you were billed, and you were enrolled into a monthly subscription, as it states within those terms and conditions that was agreed to by you.
The reason I am calling you, the reason I am talking with you, is because I received something in the mail today. I had no idea that I was going to receive anything else. I signed up for the $14.15, and that was it. I would gladly send this back to you, gladly send it. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use
it. We don't take it back.
Now, I didn't return the product. I can return the product because it hasn't been, nothing's been done to it. It just opened up and I had no idea what it was. I had no idea.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. But that would only apply if you were still in your trial for you to return it. I can process now. I can give you my manager special to make and discount the charge in March to make it a 75% refund back on both of those. But it's not going to be a full refund. I do apologize.
So how much are you saying you're going to refund me back?
Allow me one moment. Okay, one refund would be $69.68, and the other one would be $68.92. Hello?
I'm just figuring, ma'am, how much I've lost here. So that comes to what, 138? 138 what? Let's see how much this is going to cost me. How much was the refund? $138? 138 what?
One, for the $91.89 charge, you're being refunded $68.92, meaning you'd only pay $22.97. For the charge of $92.90, you're being refunded $69.68.
That's $51.19 I'm paying for.
If you go through your bank, you wouldn't get anything back, ma'am. I can, and this is not me because I'm working for the company. It's me telling you because I have customers. We offered refunds, and they decline it and say that they're going to go through their bank so their bank could give them their money. What your bank will do is issue you a provisional credit, and they will conduct an investigation to see why you were billed. Once we provide them with the terms and conditions and we show that the product was in fact delivered, then they're going to deem that you entered into a trial and you didn't call to cancel. So they're going to put those charges back to your account and it's going to look as though we billed you again when we did not. Then you're going to contact us and tell us that we charged you again. We did not. Your bank put those charges back to your account. And then at that time, we can't issue you any refunds. So the refunds that we're offering you now, we wouldn't be able to issue you those refunds once your account is placed in chargeback. So we're offering you a full refund for the charges in April and a 75% refund for the charges in March.
So it comes to $51.19 that I'm not going to get back, correct?
Well, one charge would be $23.22. That's left on your account, and $22.97.
$23.22, $22.97, is that correct?
Yes.
That's $46.11. Is that correct?
Yes.
So am I to know that nothing else will be taken out of my account?
Yeah, so you're not going to be billed anything further.
I mean, the account has been closed, correct?
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I can't, you know, I didn't do this. I don't know what to say. Have you already refunded back what you said?
No, because if you're going to decline that and go to your financial institution, then we're not going to process anything, and we'll just wait for them to contact us and provide them with any documentation they require as to why you were billed.
So you're not going to do anything as we speak now? You said I'm going to contact the bank? Which already has.
Well, we're offering you the refund, but if you're declining it, then we wouldn't process any refunds, and we'll just have to wait. That's why I offered you my manager's discount, that 75% refund on the March charge.
Okay, so so you're saying 75%, okay, back, and all of April back, correct?
That's correct.
So how am I supposed to know that that's going to happen?
Because we'll send you an email to let you know that that refund is on its way to you.
So how soon will I see it? Not an email, but how soon will I see it on my account? Tomorrow? The next day? A week?
You see it within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay, well, ma'am, lesson learned, okay? I don't have any choice than to take your offer. But if I don't see it within 3 to 5 days, then the bank can take over. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So if you'll expedite that and let me know, and let me see it in black and white, then we'll go from there. I don't know how fast you can expedite it to be done.
It's going to be 3 to 5 business days.
Then I'm going to see it on my card. I mean, at the bank. All right, we'll go with that. If I see it with it. I mean, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait 6 or 7 or 8 a week. I'm not going to wait a week. The bank
it's 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
I wrote that down.
And you received an email.
Okay. But, I mean, I want to see it in black and white, okay?
I've sent you an email, ma'am, to let you know that it has been processed.
Okay. So what is left owed is $46.11. Correct?
Well, no, I told you the balance. I didn't add it up. I told you that one is going to be what's left is $23.22, and the other is going to be $22.97.
Which comes to $46.11.
It's going to be in, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll just expect to see this on my account. And no more charge, please. No more charge. Okay?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.